A serious tick-borne disease has established itself in southern Maine just in time for summer. Researchers from the Maine Medical Research Institute in Scarborough have found the Powassan virus in deer ticks across southern areas of the state. As Patty White reports, the research was conducted after a Midcoast woman died from the disease in 2013.
It was November of that year when Marilyn Ruth Snow was bitten by a deer tick infected with the Powassan virus. The 73-year-old fell ill almost immediately and died about a month later. Her case was rare, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control. In the 10-year period from 2006 to 2015, only 77 cases of Powassan were reported nationwide. Of those, 8 people died. But Snow's death prompted researchers at the Maine Medical Research Institute to find out just how prevalent Powassan is here.
You know, we know that with Lyme disease, we have rates of infection up to 60% in the tick population in certain parts of the state. But for Powassan, it was a real unknown for us.
Chuck Lubelzik is a vector ecologist at the Maine Medical Research Institute. In 2015 and 2016, researchers collected deer ticks across the state and tested them for Powassan. Lubelzik says they found that the virus is readily present in one area of the state in particular.
All the ticks that we have found so far have been occurring in southern Maine, along a coastal stretch from MDI back to York County.
Though Powassan was not found in northern or eastern Maine, Lubelzik says tick-borne diseases move, as evidenced by the spread of Lyme disease across the state over the past couple of decades. But unlike Lyme disease, which tends to be transmitted most frequently in the summertime, Lubelzik says Powassan is most often diagnosed from March to April and October to December.
This disease, Powassan virus, is just really another reason to really, really be careful of encountering ticks in the fall and early spring.
Many people who become infected do not develop symptoms, but Maine Center for Disease Control epidemiologist Dr. Siri Bennett says the disease can have serious consequences.
You can die from it, and it can cause seizures because it inflames. You can cause an encephalitis or an inflammation of the brain, and that's why we're concerned about it.
Bennett says to protect yourself against tick bites, wear repellent and long pants. It's a good habit to protect against all tick-borne diseases, but Lubelzik says it's especially important for Powassan.
The real scary thing about Powassan virus is that unlike Lyme disease, which can be transmitted in 24 to 48 hours, laboratory studies indicate that Powassan virus is probably transmitted in under an hour.
And many Mainers spend much more time than that outdoors. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.